Welcome back to another episode of the Rum Runners Podcast.
On to the next one.
On to the next one.
On to the next one. On to the last one.
What the fuck was that?
Welcome back, everybody. This is another Dark Rum Talk Shonen collaboration, and I'm Jared.
No, I hate that. I hated every part
okay,
of
it. Okay, I'll do it better. Ready?
There was no energy. You're just like, hey, I thought I was going to get molested.
Hey, guys. Do you want to come over and get some cupcakes?
You want to check my pockets for some change?
Yeah.
Welcome back to another episode of Dark Rum
Talk Shonen.
This is another collaboration of the Dark Shonen.
This is talk. Oh, Dark Shonen sounds cool.
Ooh. This is Dark Shonen.
Dark Shonen, where we talk about rum.
We decided to do this because this month has been kind of weird. We've been really busy.
We've been super busy.
We haven't been able to get stuff done as much. There's definitely a curse ever since we went looking for ghosts.
Yeah.
It's definitely Jared and Matt's fault. It was never my fault for all the things that went wrong with all of that. It was everyone else but me. I had no part in it.
It was at least six parts Kyle's fault.
But we decided we were going to do another collaboration because we were talking and recently discovered that Jared had never seen one of the greatest movies of the 1980s.
One of Kyle's top three movies of all time.
Top two movies. It's The Wraith starring Charlie Sheen. If you've never heard of it, that's probable.
Yeah, but I'd say that tracks.
Yeah, I had never heard of this movie before we watched it for this.
It also came from it was the two conversations between me and Jared learning that, and a conversation with me and Matt like, that we've been having for a while where people debate if sci-fi can be horror, and Talk Shonen is a lot sci-fi stuff.
Yeah.
Dark Rum is a lot horror stuff. And for whatever reason, people don't think you can mix the two, but that's total bullshit.
I mean, Alien 1's a horror movie. Like, I don't care what anybody says. Like, yeah, that's a sci-fi horror movie.
Everybody tries to say Alien wasn't a horror movie.
Compared to Aliens, which is a sci-fi action movie.
Which is a horror action movie, right? But it's an action movie at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah, Aliens was definitely more of an action movie than it was a horror movie. But Alien, the first one, was definitely a horror film.
Now, I know we haven't introduced the plot yet, but this is one of the scenes in the movie that really... We're also watching the movie while we do this.
Yeah.
That messed me up, because they're just, like, swimming down. He starts yelling at her. They just turn around and slowly swim back to him.
Yeah, like, also, why didn't you stagger?
Why did you do this?
Okay, we're going to explain the plot real quick.
You got to start at the beginning.
Okay, well, no, we can do what this movie did and not start at the beginning.
Fair.
The beginning doesn't come until 20 minutes in.
I retract my argument.
The Wraith from 1986, greatest year ever.
Directed by a guy whose name Mike Marvin. I was looking at what other movies he directed. There's nothing that anybody would know.
Yeah. Once again, starring Charlie Sheen. Nick Cassavetes, I think, is Packard.
Listen, let's just name the cool people that are in this movie because it has a surprising cast.
Charlie Sheen.
Clint Howard. Randy Quaid.
Brooke Burke is in a scene.
Yeah. Brooke Burke is an uncredited waitress.
She's right in here. I'm telling you. I'm going to say.
It's that ass right
there. I'm
going
to point to her right when I say it. Let's see here.
Is she pink socks? She red socks?
Perfect.
She's right there. She was the one closest to the left.
Perfect for an audio medium.
It's perfect. Everyone can see. Watch the exact scene that we're watching. Roller skates are involved. And Brooke Burke is in the
boobs.
Brooke Burke right there. Bam. Done.
She puts the tray on a window.
Done. Okay. Well, this movie is about...
Let's really break it down. What this movie is a car action ghost
sci-fi.
Alien revenge horror sci-fi
love
comedy.
And according to the synopsis,
and love story,
it's actually about a high school hero who returns from the dead to take revenge against a psychotic drag racer who got him killed.
I'm sorry.
Got him killed?
I have to stop you there. High school hero, we know nothing. Absolutely nothing about the dead guy.
These kids never go to school.
Other than his name.
Well, I'll tell you this. The murdered boy transforms himself into a high-tech spirit in black leathers and sets out to do battle with the gang of desert-based car thieves led by the man who destroyed him.
Okay.
Not only... They're not car thieves, Matt. They're not car thieves. They force you into a drag race with the threat of sexually assaulting your girlfriend in order for you to give them your pink slip.
Also, what happens if you're by yourself?
Then they just threaten you into a drag race.
Well, I guess that's what they do here. Are they going to do it here? They do it right here in the movie, basically just go, hey, I'm gonna cut you if you don't race me and give me your car.
This also very much hinges on the fact that it is the 80s and you can't just TikTok him stabbing someone.
Yeah.
Or the fact that you
videotape
can't just
it, nothing.
Text like the cops that, hey, some guy stole my pink slip to my car? Like, no, look up the registration. It's mine.
Yeah, exactly.
No. You signed it over to him.
Do they go to a 24-hour notary?
Does he have a pen? Yeah. Does he have a pen and a signature? 100%. The mechanic is probably a notary.
Oh, they're probably forging it.
The genius tech guy? Because the bad guy gang is essentially the same gang from Fast and the Furious.
Yeah, let's break it down.
But
break
crime.
Down the numbers.
Well, no, they are crime.
Okay, I have to state this. The bad guy gang that I'm looking at right this second in the movie does not make sense. Normally there is a thread that goes through. There's a theme, some kind of thematic
like
it makes
binding.
Total sense. You got Packard.
He's the leader.
He's the leader. The good strong, looking, good looking,
kind of preppy
guy. But for leather. Some reason he wears a biker jacket and he has the same stance as. Who did I? James Woods from the movie. He looks like James Woods from John Carpenter's Vampires. His outfit and everything, his whole thing is that's what he is.
He looks like a biker Johnny Lawrence.
Yeah, and he only happens to be about 30 years older than everybody else in the cast.
Yeah, that kid looks like he's in high school. This guy is a professor in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
He looks like he would be a professor in college. He doesn't look like he dated
that kid's mom.
He doesn't look like he's in a gang. Like, unless you see his outfit or he's doing hood stuff, he looks like he would be like a bad guy in a suit.
Also, are these kids in high school? It says high school. It mentions high school.
Yeah. Look, that guy has a Letterman jacket. Yeah. There's one character that has a Letterman jacket.
So there's a Letterman. So we have good looking biker leather guy. We have Letterman jacket guy. We have 80s, 90s street hood kid.
In a crop top.
And he's got like makeup.
A trench coat. And a bandana.
Oh, yeah.
Because you need a bandana to be designated as a hood
in
the 80s and 90s.
Bandana.
Leopard print, yes. It's very, very over the top.
And then you got two kids straight out of fucking Mad Max.
Well, one of them is just kind of like a dirty, kind of hickey kind of guy. And then you have straight Mad Max.
What's his name?
Gutter Boy.
Gutter Boy is straight up just like comedic relief.
Yeah.
In like that offensive way where they're like, oh, it's the kid with the mental disability.
He's a slow one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is also very much a car movie where they have a bunch of cool tuner cars from the 80s, but they don't ever focus on the cool tuner cars from the 80s aspect of it. It's a movie about drag racing.
They
don't really pay
attention
to it.
Literally just a vehicle to move the story along.
Yeah, they're like, the cars in this are like booth babes. They're just there to look good from a distance. They're not.
Yeah,
like,
it's
they
not
don't talk
like,
about them. They don't give you any specs. They say the names of the cars maybe twice in the movie.
They say my Corvette.
And
they say the Daytona.
Yeah.
And
they say the Interceptor.
Yeah. Or the sometimes Turbo. They call it the Turbo.
Oh, true.
Those are the only names. And he did say
the white trashy guys have a Cuda because they mentioned that.
They mentioned a Cuda. They literally just say the names. There's no like, it's not like the Fast and the Furious where it highlighted.
But these are like tricked out cool looking cars too. Like it's not like they're just like stock.
Yeah, this is the equivalent of what the Fast and the Furious would have been in the 80s. Like this is cool modded out cars. I'm assuming in 1986, if you liked cars, you creamed your pants during this movie.
There is a weird thing with 80s car movies though, because like Vanishing Point was a car movie, but like even though the whole movie took place in the car, it really didn't matter.
Yeah.
This movie too, like all the songs are like hit 80s.
Oh yeah,
song.
The soundtrack was full of bops. But okay, and I was mentioning this to Kyle when you were upstairs, Matt. The helmets.
The fact
they're drag racing.
I love they that wear the gloves gang, too. They're like so like law breaking, and then they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna race, bitch!" And then they pull a helmet out, like, "You don't get one.
We take this very serious. Right. There are rules to drag racing. Y'all should. Why don't you have a helmet on me?
Why don't you just always have a helmet on you? But the thing is, they don't have any other safety gear. I don't even know if they're buckled in.
Yeah,
they don't have a 5-point harness. They're not a roll cage in anything. There's literally nothing else. All that helmet is doing
stopping a concussion
is making it that you can see less. And hear less.
Yeah.
It's in no way, shape, or form helping you.
They also...
We're actually at the point where we're going to see how he ends up killing literally everybody.
I just realized every single one of these races, the cops are at.
Yeah.
They're always
except
there.
For the first one. I mean, this is the most, like, that they show off a car.
So we did have to say, we said they would, like, they're already bad guys for pressuring you into this race, right? For your property.
And threatening sexual assault.
And then they're cheating. And then in the first race, Packard, the main villain, literally runs a guy off the road. Like, doesn't kill him, but runs him off the road to lose the race. And then the next race, the guy goes, and stay on your side of the road.
Oh, yeah, love it. Don't you cheat back.
Well, when they were coming up with the radio, the engine disabler device that the super genius mechanic had came up
which
with.
Which never came into play.
Packard literally says, yeah, man, I almost lost that one. I had to try and kill that guy to win.
Yeah.
It's so weird, just their blatant disregard for the law, but then their need to follow the law and everything, and their fear of the law.
They're not afraid of the law. They're like a regular, super hardcore, violent criminal gang that just...
They don't like witnesses.
It's just like people sometimes. Like, they're mostly not a criminal violent gang. They like, aside from the drag racing, but apparently they're also a hardcore
and the drinking
gang.
Of hydraulic fluid.
That's only Skank does that.
It's only one guy.
And it kicks.
That line, the fact that line is in this movie at least 6 times.
Seven. They say a lot of things over and over again. The first time Charlie Sheen sees his, girlfriend before he died, and his brother, they both say the line, "Are you new in town or something?" Like, word for word.
Yeah. Maybe we should talk about that. So
since it's on, I just want to say, I think it's hilarious. This car is fully on fire,
fully
engulfed in flames, and they're like, "Well, I better call. There's possibly a DOA here."
That, like 100%,
1,000,000% they could die. What are you talking about? Unless he's on fire and you're not getting him out.
I guess unless he jumped out. That's the only thing that can happen is if he jumped out, which no one ever jumps out.
It's a cliff.
I know, but you have a better chance of surviving if you jump out before you go off the cliff than if you stay in. But no, so Charlie Sheen, well, let's just say in the universe of this story, there is a kid named Jamie.
No, he's Jake.
No, there's a kid named Jamie. I'm starting from the beginning, something that this movie didn't do. There's a kid named Jamie, and Jamie's in love, and Jamie does what kids in love do, and then that gets him killed.
He does the sex
in a horror movie.
He does the sex with his pants on, with the not girlfriend
on sex dance
with Packard's not girlfriend, because Packard is so obsessed that he has literally said multiple times, "If I can't have you as my girlfriend, no one will."
Yeah. So that's how this movie, I guess, started, but it didn't start that way. And now there's a new kid.
They had to introduce the drag racing because the racing part is very important.
I know. No. That's technically a side thing. The most important thing is that there's a new kid named Jake. And at the same time that Jake shows up, now there is a newfangled from the future, also from space, indestructible but totally destructible and then reconstituting car.
And person.
Who
may or may not be the same thing.
It's not clearly stated if this is an alien, if this is a ghost.
It's not an alien.
Or if this is a revenant.
It came from outer space.
If he's a zombie.
It came from the sky. That doesn't mean it came from outer space.
But it's so futuristic. There's so many LEDs.
Yeah, how do you come from heaven and you have more future stuff?
So the burnt out eyes, he's definitely some kind of undead.
He's a wraith.
Yeah.
Like, that's a real mythical monster thing, and that does something, but...
But so is he is physical because he gets down later.
I'd say he's more like a revenant than anything. Like
I think
like
those are the same thing.
A dead body, basically a zombie but with like consciousness.
And teleportation powers.
I don't know. This is the problem with this movie, and I'm just going to say it.
This
flat
movie
out.
Could have just said he was an alien. It could have said he was. There's a ghost. They no could just say whatever they anything. Want him to be because there's never ever like
yeah.
explained.
Since there's no explanation, I don't know what he is. They could have showed.
This is
at
a Scientology movie.
They could have showed
he
at some point.
He is an alien and a ghost.
Little column A, little column B, but no, like they could have shown at some point how these powers were gained. That would have been super duper helpful. Also, these guys not giving a shit about their friend whatsoever.
No, so
man, they just don't want to get in trouble with the
I
cast.
Believe that.
They're making all jokes.
So when the movie opens up, the actual opening of the movie, it starts with like these four energy balls coming from different points and converging into this car, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to assume, because we haven't been shown differently, that that's the first time he reconstituted.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be.
That's the assumption. He's just coming back for the first time. He's like, I've now built up my car. Maybe he was working on his car the whole time.
It took time.
Was he a drag racer? They don't give him a backstory.
Yeah. No, he's just a high school hero.
Like, why is he so good at drag racing?
Like, if they would have been like, he was a rival drag racer and also he was dating the guy's like love interest.
And also he had a lot more character and arm braces. Here we go. There's the arm brace now.
Hey, it disappeared.
Yeah, but it'll be back next scene.
It'll be back.
So it took Dr. Manhattan a while to reconstitute himself. And he gained all his powers when he came back.
Yeah.
So maybe he like got. Like did that. He get grudged? Do you
we're,
think
we're gonna
Are
jump?
We going by grudge
I'm
rules?
Gonna jump real quick. At the end of the movie, there was instructions
in the glove box.
There's an instruction manual in the glove box.
So the car is real.
That's true.
So that means that anybody can become the Wraith.
Or
there is literally a car that grants invulnerability.
But do we know that it gives him superpowers?
We don't. Is he the car?
He'd have to be because he reconstitutes with the car. Unless he's literally
in all the
just
scenes
standing.
When he's wearing the leather jacket, him and the car are interchangeable.
I can fast
basically.
Travel with my mount. Does that make Do me you? The mount?
A little bit. It's a little bit you. The mount and you are a little bit
well,
the same.
We're skipping,
if you go through a wormhole at some point, your molecules were all together.
If we're skipping
you also
out of,
never see him drive.
True. The windows are black. But if we're skipping
the
out of
the car could be driving itself.
There's a part towards the end. I won't say who until we get there again.
Yeah.
But when someone thinks they're going to crash into a person, but it's a car. So there's also some like illusory magic going on.
Is he just running really fast, but it looks like a car? That's my new headcanon for this movie. It's
well, there's
actually
a part,
just him racing on foot.
There's a part where Rughead goes to put like the engine killer thing in his car. He's like, yeah, sure, whatever. You can do that.
And the car has like a heartbeat and 80s lightning.
Was a heartbeat.
Oh, this is a weird scene. Let's talk about how creepy.
Or how many times Packard pulls a knife on people and his significant other. Like,
they're not together. This scene is where they explain that they're not.
I didn't call them a couple, but she is significantly his other.
His love interest.
In this movie.
His blood lover.
And he just pulls a knife on her all the time. Like, you know, I love you too much for you to lie to me.
And now he's grabbing the knife by the blade.
He's
and
making her cut him.
This never comes up again.
And he's going to slice, which this would take forever to heal.
On
this,
your hand?
This does come up again. It does in a
no
weird way.
No blood on the blade.
It's on his hand, though. There's blood
but,
on his hand.
But there's no blood on the blade that cut him.
But there's blood everywhere else. So it sort of does come up because it comes up in the fact that he's a liar. Because he tells her that he loves her so much and no one else will ever love her as much as he does. Just like my love for Jared. Jared has been told the same statement before.
It's the same basic abusive relationship.
But the one thing I never told Jared was I love you so much that I don't feel anything. Which is a very conflicting thing to say. But then he cries later when he sees her kissing on Jake.
Like a bitch.
It just really shows how fucked he is mentally. Like...
Yeah, it's a very weird, like, look, his hand's fine.
You know what the most confusing part of that was he saw her with him making out.
Did he just say, it's tits, man? Did they say that in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then Jake rides away on his motorcycle. Then he runs into his two gang friends, and He's like, did you see the guy on the motorcycle? As if he wasn't just following him or whatever.
Exactly. Okay, here's another amazing scene that, honestly, this could have just been the end of the movie.
Yeah, the end of the movie could have came so much faster because...
every single person he needs to kill is in one spot.
And he decides not to do it like
this. I just want everybody to know that when I recommended this movie, and I was like, this is a great movie.
In his head, it was better.
I didn't remember this movie at all.
Who's this guy?
Yeah, who the fuck is this guy? He's more mechanic?
He just works at the shop.
Just guy in visor.
It's their chop shop.
Just visor guy.
So wait, Jared asked before we started the episode what happened to the Daytona. In this scene is where...
it's getting chopped up.
Yeah.
Okay. So he is now walking in with what looks like a spaz.
The coolest biker suit ever and a shotgun. A tech gun.
It is. So he's in this full biker suit. He's got a helmet.
Left arm has the brace that we just saw disappear.
So this is where it turns into cyberpunk. Because this one, their garage is awesome.
It is awesome. It's so clean inside of a
dirty barn.
This is, that looks like a spaz, or it looks like some sort of semi-automatic Mossberg.
It's a tech rifle shotgun, dude. It's a space ghost tech gun.
It can charge. And that was Charlie Sheen, even though he says that it was Jamie.
No, I don't think it was.
That looked like Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, but I mean, they do favor each other.
That's true.
They're the same people, man. Gutter Boy was there.
So Gutter Boy was involved. Okay. So yeah, this is just, okay, cool. And he shot it. And see.
But they never found the body.
Yeah.
That seems like it would be very easy to find that body.
So here's your LED shotgun.
I think they
shotgun.
Didn't find the body because it dematerialized.
Maybe he was an alien the whole time.
Yeah, there needs to be a little bit more explanation.
So as he kills, look, the arm, there, brace came off.
Yeah, the arm brace is right there. Yeah.
As he kills the people and like the braces go away, that's why I'm saying I think they're like what's binding him to this role as the Wraith.
Yeah. They are his Bob Marley, not Bob Marley.
Look at those LEDs.
The chains from Christmas Story.
Let me just, the selling pitch for me getting you guys to watch this movie still has to be the fart where the part where, like, now that we're watching this super cheesy, like, why is he killing the cars in this super awesome garage scene in his goofy fucking costume, I sold you guys on watching this because I was like, just so you know, this movie is great, and at some point Oliver Stone told Charlie Sheen, well, flipped out on Charlie Sheen because he assumed it was gonna tank Platoon that Charlie Sheen started in this movie. Literally on his way to go film Platoon.
So funny.
Yeah. Well, he was able to do that because Charlie Sheen is in 15 minutes of this movie. He was literally able to just show up on set, shoot all of his scenes in one day, and leave.
I don't feel like that's true.
They shot all of his day scenes at one time and then shot all of his night scenes. I feel like that's how it happened.
I feel like he was there every day.
And they
day
were like,
on
go film Platoon now.
This is a great movie.
Thank you very much. But he could have killed them all. Could have just been done right there.
Yeah. Killed their cars instead, man. He wants to kill them on the road, but he can't kill them on the road because he killed their cars. But these guys are such amazing mechanics. They have all these cars rebuilt
in a day.
Perfectly by the next day.
I was going to say, in a couple of hours, if anything else. Like, I need at least a little bit of explanation. I shouldn't be filling in all the blanks while watching a movie.
No, that's the fun part about this movie. It's like a build it as you go. It's choose your own adventure.
Like a paint by numbers.
Yeah. You can go in and be like, I'm watching an alien movie. Or you can be like, I'm watching a ghost revenge movie. Or you could be like, I'm watching a drag race movie where a guy just happens to kill people with his car.
What happens? We were talking about if someone else drives the Interceptor. Like, would you be like, license registration? Like, I don't know where a ghost car came from.
I was given this. A murderer that my brother, who had a different face, gave me this.
My reincarnated ghost brother.
How about how fast Randy Quaid's character, the sheriff, jumps to the conclusion that it's definitely the ghost of Jamie? Yes.
Oh my God.
He's on
he just starts telling everybody, he's like, you know what? This ghost's going to kill you. I don't know if I should stop you. But if anybody winds up dead that is associated or somehow connected to killing you, you guys are in trouble.
Yeah.
Also, can I point out that every mechanic in this movie just has dirt smeared on their face?
Yeah.
They're dirt dirty. Just spread all over them.
And then everybody else is like cleaner than they should be.
Yeah.
Do you notice, I don't know if you guys
like, he's a small town sheriff and it looks like he just pressed his suit.
Oh yeah, 100%. But did you notice Randy Quaid's teeth in this movie?
Isn't that what they always looked like?
His teeth have a lot of lot of space in between each and every single tooth.
Okay on the to top. Fly, that stamp says. This means that, look, Gutter Boy and Skank are working on airplanes.
Airplanes. Okay to fly.
Airplane mechanics.
Yeah, come on. Look at, really quick, look at Randy Quaid's teeth. In this shot.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're a little bit more.
Why are you just being, why are you just making saying, fun of Randy Quaid right now?
The whole
if
thing
you're
going to
make fun
I
of Randy
think,
Quaid, don't make fun of Randy Quaid because of his teeth. Make fun of him because he's fucking nuts. And he went around
teeth.
Hollywood trying to say there were serial killers coming after all the famous people.
Look at
Skank's
teeth.
As part of the
teeth.
Illuminati.
I'm just saying, look at Skank's teeth. One of the dirtier people. Looks amazing.
Randy Quaid and his wife were, I don't know if they went to jail, but they were wanted for felony vandalism when they were found squatting in a guest home that was no longer theirs.
Oh, yeah. Did no, I know. I was very aware of when that
did
was
did not
happening.
Know that.
That was a great
I don't
time.
Follow.
Well, this is early in his career, too. So
yeah, I'm assuming he's had dental work done. Yeah. 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 Yeah, it's just his teeth are just a little bit jacked up, and then he's got amazing teeth. I'm like, maybe, you're drinking hydraulic fluid.
Maybe it's good for your enamel.
Apparently, don't do that at home. But
I think it's funny his name's Loomis, too, like from Halloween.
I wonder if that was
intentional.
Yeah, no, Halloween had been out. I think they were on like two or three by then. So you're just like, oh, Randy Quaid got fucked up teeth, but look at how this guy. Well, no. Okay, there's one thing. Gutter Boy, it mm-hmm. looks like they put yellow stuff
yeah, like
just
staining.
On the top of his front two teeth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it, though.
Because they literally leaned into the whole simple just sidekick of another character, but they didn't make him the main bad guy's sidekick.
He's comedically like disabled
in
a way.
Where did he just get that? He wasn't even holding that. You look back, he's holding hydraulic fluid and drinking it and going
in front of the sheriff.
You want some hydraulic fluid? He's like, no!
No, but Gutter Boy is like comedically like
inept.
On the spectrum. And this is supposed to be a horror movie, like a yeah. real one, I guess. It wasn't meant to be a comedy.
Also, why is
there's too much comedy added?
Why is he such a dick for no reason? You're like, fuck your sheriff. Pickles.
Oh yeah,
this is so stupid. Be like, I'm a lieutenant, not a sergeant. Fuck your pickles. I hate your
okay,
pickles.
Okay, so Jared doesn't explain
and then he
anything.
Throws,
he picks up the sheriff
he
is out.
Throws a burger on the ground.
The sheriff is at the one and only restaurant here. That's not the only thing he throws on the ground because he sees the interceptor drive by and he flicks his whole tray out onto the ground. It's not just the pickles.
No, I mean, I'd say he eventually throws everything, but he's such a dick about it. He doesn't have to be. They could have made him likable.
No, he doesn't need to be. He's also barely in the movie.
He's in the movie more than Charlie Sheen's in the movie.
This movie, yep. Every single character in this movie is barely in this movie, so you have no time to care about any of them.
What's
there's
the
only
two
name? People that you can care about. One is Packard, because he cries, and I felt bad for him.
No,
I did not feel bad for him. I feel bad for...
And
for
Jamie's brother.
Jamie's brother and the girl. Like,
she's in it in
for
a decent
her.
Amount. Yeah, but because like the whole time you're like, Are you being molested? Like, because it's very weird.
It's not even that. Because
it's
I'm
like
just
he's
like,
not...
She's basically in prison.
Yeah.
She lives her life in prison.
She lives
in prison
her,
of a knife.
You know what it is? She's just waiting for the day that he doesn't take no for an answer. That's got to be terrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. So I like literally the only people that I have any sort of like empathy or sympathy or any feelings for are Carrie and Billy, the brother of the dead character. Because you can't even say the main
but
character, so the dead character.
Not really any character development with them. I love this movie even after watching this and realizing how just kind of blank slate this movie is the whole way through with the million different like genres that it can be lumped into.
Yeah.
It has so few things going on for it that it's still great.
Where do you get tape?
Ghosts have
ghost
tape.
Tape. Ghost
paper.
A ghost taped.
Ghost Sharpie.
A message in Sharpie on lined paper. To his steering wheel.
The yeah. cars are the coolest part about this movie, and they're so underutilized as being a part of it.
Honestly, I agree with you there. There are a lot of really cool, like, that's a cool Trans Am right there.
Cool Cuda.
Look,
with
the
cool
throws Cuda. So the cop sees everybody pulling out to go to the, like, he assumes is a drag race.
Fuck your sandwich.
Fuck your stuff.
Sitting across the parking lot, puts his cop light on top of his car.
Like, exactly. Could have followed them in secret.
Nobody saw that?
They're not paying attention.
Let me just make it as,
but like
as noticeable
I said,
as possible.
Every single drag race, the cops are slightly involved.
Yeah. Also, like, this is another thing that I love. How they apparently have, like, designated turns.
It's my turn.
For their drag racing, for their illegal drag racing, there's a system.
In their minds, I think they're legitimately like setting these drag races up. Cause like they show up and they're like, oh, it's drag race time, blah, 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 blah. But then like immediately it's just crime. They kidnap people to drag race them. That's actually a cool concept for something. I want to kidnap drag race people. That's what they do though.
This is what they do. It's 100% what they do.
They're drag race kidnap drag racers.
Shotgun blast in the air. Because you can't kill the guy. You got to take the car and yeah.
Skank is almost a better character in that like he sometimes does like he's a bitch and he ends up doing it. But for the most part, he's like, why you want to do that?
Yeah, I will say Skank has the most development and most just character. I'm not going to say growth, just most character out of any of the bad guys.
Him and Gutterboy were my favorite bad guys.
Yeah. And Rughead has a decent amount of character, like right here.
But outside of Packard, I mean, the bad guys in this are like, it's hard to say they're bad guys. If they never showed any of them murder
someone in cold blood. Yeah. Like, look at that.
It would just be like, oh, Packard's kind of a rapey kind of drag racer bad guy.
Is that all, Kyle? That's all it would be.
That's not what I'm saying, you fucking dick.
I'm just saying.
You know what I'm saying? Like the bad guys, for the most part, they're just dickhead racers.
They're bullies.
And Packard is the one who's really the only bad one.
But then you saw but they all were all involved in a murder. Giant
gang murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that wasn't the case, it'd just be like, that's one dickhead leading a bunch of other dumbasses.
That are too afraid of him. But in all actuality, I feel like at most times he has at most a stiletto on him. There's a bunch of them. Why are they so afraid of him? He doesn't seem that scary.
That's how does any gang leader get control of their gang?
But he doesn't seem that scary.
Neither does Kim Jong-il.
Skank.
That's a terrifying person,
Skank
though.
Is more terrifying than him because of just the sheer, like, what is this guy going to do while
physically,
he's drinking?
And appearance-wise,
drinking hydraulic fluid from a glass.
Yeah.
Physically, by appearance, all of them are more intimidating than Packard. Packard looks like he'd be the bad guy that wears the...
I'm more scared of Packard.
No, he is. But if you were to compare him in, like, another movie, the rest of the gang is the Lost Boys. Packard is the vampire god guy that's in the suit that dates the mom.
I'm more scared of him for mundane reasons because he looks like his dad's got money.
Straight up, I will say that. Yeah,
he's the one driving like a Corvette, so a new to this time Corvette.
Yeah,
This also goes back to that. There's no explanation, and I already mentioned: are these kids in high school? And if they are in high school,
maybe. Yeah,
or if they're just out of high school. Fuck did they get the so much money? How does he have his own garage?
The only person confirmed to be in high school is Jamie, the one who died.
That's true. There's only one person that's ever confirmed to have been in high school.
As far as their money goes, they
are road pirates who force you into a drag race and then chop your car.
Yeah, they chop cars.
I'm just saying, that seemed like a pretty fucking
It's the same. The gang outside of the rape stuff is the same as the gang from Fast and the Furious. They do illegal street racing crime stuff to fund their illegal street racing crime hobbies.
Here's the thing, though. In Fast and the Furious, it's set up that Dom has the auto body shop. He got the money technically from...
He also has a sawed-off shotgun.
From his dad dying. You have
That movie has writers.
Yes.
There's like a bunch of people with cool cars went out and they're like, well, let's make a movie about racing. And they're like, no, let's make a ghost movie about racing.
Yeah, another one where it's just like, hey, I parked sideways on the road.
Let's really talk about the car for a second. Like the ghost car that just kills people.
Oh,
disappears.
It's cool.
It was a
leg brace.
It's a concept car that Dodge made. There really is only one of them in existence.
Yeah, that's the only one. So,
but everybody in this movie, all of them,
know
the model of the car.
They know
the model of this ghost car.
Well, it was like famous, right?
No. Well, it would have been if it wasn't a ghost car.
Yeah.
No, but I just mean the fact.
In real life?
So then this is the second Interceptor then?
That would have to be the second one.
Yeah, technically.
But if it's only one of one. And they don't have the concept car. This is a ghost car. They all know the model of it.
Yeah. Or they just made up the model of it.
Also, why does it have... Why is there a manufacturer of a ghost car?
Yeah.
Why is it a Chrysler?
Like, they could have cut that part out. like literally, like, and physically cut that part out what and replaced it.
I would get this car hard though. No, because well,
especially that you need the symbol in there, especially if it's like advertising deal.
Yeah, but it's still.
But technically, it's an advertising deal just for the car.
Yeah. In the movie itself. In the movie, it doesn't make sense. Outside the movie, it makes sense.
Yeah. That right there, if I was one of those cops, I'd be like, hey, why is that car got lightning wheels?
See that? Yeah.
Lightning wheels sure. is weird.
Sure. And then it goes like a bajillion miles per hour right off the gate.
Yeah.
The part of me, if I was a police officer and this car did what it just did, would be the part that it ran through two car engines
and is completely fine. Unscathed.
Yep. I would be like, I'm not chasing that.
And then stop to rev at you.
Yeah.
I'm not chasing that
it's
car.
Like, I dare you. I dare you to chase me. It is a cool car, though. Like, it's
cleanly
it's a really...
cut the fronts of those cars off.
Yeah. Which, once again, they could have done so many more cool things for the deaths. Like, maybe the reason why he didn't kill them with the shotgun is because in order for it to count, he has to kill them with the car.
Why? They didn't kill him with the car? If he would have died in a drag race, which is, like, what I thought this movie was about when I was a kid.
What they made it seem like it was
they
about?
They killed him in a car.
No, they killed. No, they killed him already.
They killed him in a
trailer.
They
dumped his body in the car.
Maybe he wasn't all the way dead.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, they did go kind of overboard shooting the car.
So, giving the writers more credit than they probably
Ghost
do.
Ghost Knights.
I love the fireworks.
Now there's
that
one,
came
two,
off.
Three, four, five, six. There's six of them now.
Giving
and
the
he's
writers
got two deaths.
Giving the writers.
He takes their souls.
Giving the writers more credit than they probably do. Why is that smoke still going?
That came back.
Yeah, it
that,
came back. It was dissipated gone. And came back just so that Randy Quaid could see it. But yeah, giving the writers
believes in ghosts
more
now.
Credit than they're probably due. The fact that if he was dead before he went in the car would make more sense to go along with the fact that every time they find one of these kids in the car, they're like, he was dead before that car blew up.
Yeah,
I mean it,
that could also be why all the cars have to blow up. Also, Jared was like, "Why do they all have to blow up?" Like that could be why. Also, because he was blown up.
I'm just no. That makes sense. Like that track. Plus, also in the 80s, everyone like they for Hollywood basically
explosion
made everyone
for explosion, man.
That if a car crashed, it exploded every single time. Like that,
not those cop cars. Almost nothing happened to them.
Oh
just
yeah, no,
the
they
front
were perfectly
engines.
Fine.
The engines came off. That was it.
But so that makes sense to me. Like that still tracks. I mean the explosion part. It's just the there's no explanation as to why. Their bodies are perfectly preserved and naked and eyeless.
Well, yeah, it's very Ghost Rider-y.
I'm
like,
going to
like
yeah.
they're like being judged.
I'm gonna stretch. I'm gonna stretch a lot, like so much of a stretch.
Like a raccoon.
You have
like
no other choice.
If
but
I
to stretch,
if I got this stretch in real life, I'd be very relaxed. What if they cut his eyeballs out before they put him in the trunk of the car and then send it to blow up?
They could have.
Then it would fill in all the gaps for why their bodies are found that way.
Here's the thing,
either
though,
that or it's something the about movie. The legend of wraiths that they don't explain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wonder. That's actually a good idea.
Yeah. Let's.
Because the only time they really mention the wraith is just when Rughead is freaking out. He's like, it's a wraith, man. Like, because they all just jumped to the conclusion of ghosts.
Straight up, I feel like they put that scene in there because they were like, what if we call it the Wraith? And they were like,
straight
perfect,
up,
write it in.
One, I think they probably already had it named that and they needed to do that. But two, I think they probably had to do that because they were like, how do we get to the part where people know it's a ghost? Because I could have watched this whole movie and thought it was an alien. And you still could have had Jamie getting murdered in it. And that would just explain her trauma and not have anything to do with Charlie Sheen's character.
Yeah, very much so.
It could just explain a lot about like why she, how did she not see Packard? Like, I get they put a blanket on her head, but there was time. She knows what his gang is like.
Exactly.
Oh, no. I guess there is a part in the movie where later she does the thing where she's like, I fucking knew.
Well, yeah, she definitely knows the entire time. But the thing is that like,
no, yeah, she knew fully because she goes, you walked in right after we did it.
Yeah, she knew that it was them. But also like you can totally tell when they pulled him off of her. Which, once again, they didn't do it. Their pants are on.
They did it. She said they did it. Those are the words she used. Because I remember like laughing a little bit. She's like, you broke in us in that room when we did it. And I was like, she said did it.
Your child. But no, so it's like she totally, there was a whole bunch of time in between pull off, blanket over the face, that she saw probably everybody in detail.
Yeah.
Every single person walk in.
It honestly seems like she's a bad person for not telling the cops.
Oh, you can't victim blame.
So talking, you made me think about this, so I looked it up. Talking about the Wraith lore in general.
They steal eyeballs?
Not particularly, they but it does say they're likely to refer to an evil spirit, one that has unfinished business and actively seeks to harm those it encounters.
So it kind of works.
That's why it's named that. Why does he have a spacesuit? Is that a part of Wraith lore?
All Wraiths from
you
space?
You get a spacesuit and you get a whole bunch of braces that imply that you were crippled in some way, but then the moment you kill somebody, they're gone. But then they're back again because you just need it because it's part of your costume.
Aesthetic.
And or it was probably filmed those scenes before you lost it, so it just goes back to it.
So you exactly. might be onto something with those lights. We'll have to check after if it happens again, because it does say that they sometimes steal the souls of those they murder.
Okay.
Through their eyeballs, because eyeballs maybe are the window to the soul.
Maybe
it's
that
based
is...
in Scottish, Wraiths come from Scottish lore.
Okay. So maybe that is what it is. Like, maybe he's killing these people to fully reconstitute himself. Once again, we're taking some big fucking leaps because nothing's goddamn explained in this movie.
I love this scene where the Akuta's chasing them and Charlie Sheen just stops to look at it.
He's like, haha, you crashed.
And like him and the girl are just like, sucks to be y'all. And they drive away. Like, like there's no care whatsoever. No sympathy.
Because the fucking police anything. Apparently in this town are useless. Even if they know what's going on, they don't know what's going on.
And of course, Skank immediately has to huff something.
Yeah.
Sorry about the Cuda, man. It was really bitching.
Shut up, gooder boy. I gotta think, man.
So the last thing, it does say there are instances where Wraiths can be considered like sort of good, but most are inherently evil.
So that means that Jimmy's a bad guy. Man.
Well, he's chance. Killing people.
There's a chance. I mean, vengeance is vengeance evil. So yeah, sort
vengeance
of.
Is just justice with more fun and less steps.
Depends on who you ask. If you ask Batman,
that sounds
then
like
no.
murder with extra steps.
Yes.
Oh, it was a tits car. I mean, tits. Batman's all about vengeance, and he never killed anybody. Those people
that he threw
landed
off
on their feet when he threw them off the roof.
He's so smart and planned so far ahead. He put blankets and mattresses down at the bottom of those buildings. They landed perfectly safely.
I still love that clip of the Spider-Man game where you showed me him just like swinging a guy through the sky for like 20 minutes. Yeah. And I'm like, that guy's dead. That guy's been dead during this.
He got Gwen Stacy a lot.
Oh, this is another thing. Yeah, this love story, which once again, you did say that, you know, maybe it's just because...
This movie's very dry.
It's, well, very dry, but also...
This is the most emotion in the whole movie. Packard looking at a makeout, crying.
Once again, it is not the most emotion in the movie.
He grabbed her boobie.
No, he grabbed her car.
No, he titty touched.
Maybe he's still titty touching. We can't see her tits, so he might still be titty. He might just be going honk, 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 honk.
We're
honk,
slapping
honk,
the bottom honk, of honk, him. Honk, honk,
honk. No, they're having a conversation. Like, wah, wah,
he's like, left, right. I like the left one today.
She's like, you should be afraid. He's like, Paca just preys on the fear. It's so... Most of the acting is very, very dry and very, very cardboard. I think it's funny. Jerry was like, Charlie Sheen was good in the scenes he
I
was
didn't
in.
Say
he
was good.
Okay.
I said he was okay. Okay.
And I was like, what are you minutes that he was talking in it. About? Look at that. That was a classic, I gotta look down at the ground to look like I'm thinking about something move.
Do you know what it is? His like how he's written, no one talks like that.
No one talks like any of these characters.
No, talk. No one talks specifically how he talks. No one has ever talked
Carrie
how he talks. Carrie
kind of sounds like a real person.
There's a place in Willow River.
You want to go swimming?
Like, normally he would just be like, hey, do you want to meet me at Willow River tomorrow?
He doesn't even have like a cool one-liner there. She goes, oh, you like to live dangerous. And his response is, well, do you want to go?
Once again, he's not making up the lines. These are written lines for him.
We're making fun of the character, not the acting right there. That yes. was the character is like a really
weird character. He's an awkward
if
character.
If he's part car, why does he drive a dirt bike everywhere?
Where did he get the dirt bike?
He's
part, it's also he's a part, part of him because yeah. it floats away right here,
oh,
right in
God,
front of Packard.
Does, yeah.
And somehow Packard doesn't be like anything about it. He's just like, that's
one,
crazy.
One, two, three, four, five, I think there.
Does anybody love the fact that the taillight was one of them? The car is the motorcycle is literally one of the ghosts.
All the lights were. Yeah.
And also, what Elsa level of tailoring power does he have also?
That kind of makes cars and or motorcycles.
Because he, well, no, I'm talking about clothes. Where do those clothes come from?
I mean, where does suit come from?
He had that jacket.
Yeah, yeah. Ahead of time. You're so concerned about the outfit that he actually changes every day as if he goes and he gets dressed somewhere. But the space suit is more confusing for a ghost monster.
Okay, the space suit is confusing in general, but it's always the same space suit. It would actually make more sense if he
just became the car and he didn't have the racer suit.
Yes, that's what I thought when you told me about this movie. You made it seem like there was that he became the car and that it was a car killing people.
See, now this scene here would be straight out of a horror movie if this movie was scary.
And if there was any stakes, there's no stake. They can't win.
This is Pumpkinhead if Pumpkinhead wasn't scary.
Yes, you took the words out of my mouth.
I mentioned Pumpkinhead one other time earlier. I keep referring to him as Pumpkinhead.
He really is unstoppable. It's all about vengeance.
Yeah. Like, because it, like... Normally what it is you are following the characters that an unstoppable force is trying to kill and you feel bad for them. This throws that on its head and you're following the unstoppable force and bunch of characters that you don't feel bad for.
You know what could make this actually a horror movie if they wanted to? Is if he didn't only target them. If, like, things got in the way and he was like, fuck that too. Like, if the cops got in the way when they did, he just killed them all.
Or, like, if his brother got in the way and he, like, smashed his brother's car into a fucking building.
Like, when he's in Wraith form, he's uncontrollable like a werewolf or something.
Yes.
Did you see in the graveyard?
It says Packard.
Yeah, yeah, this tombstone says Packard.
That's why I said this scene would be an actual horror movie scene if this movie wasn't more sci-fi than it is. They pitch it as a horror movie, but if you took away the ghost, this is a sci-fi movie. It's a guy with a technical... A tech suit and a super advanced car.
Even without the weird murders. Even with the ghost, this isn't a horror movie.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
I mean, horror movies need suspense.
Somebody wanted to make a sci-fi movie and they're like, how do we make this work? And they're like, oh, it's a ghost.
What they did was they wanted to make a sci-fi movie and they were just like, who do we pitch this to? And they're just like, just hark on the murder a lot and pitch it to someone who makes horror films.
I feel like it was pitched and the person who was accepting it was like, oh, yeah, yeah, cool. I would love to make a ghost movie. And they were like, yes, it's a ghost movie.
And they already had the suit.
Maybe
and
the guy
like,
really,
yeah, ghost.
Maybe the guy was just really amped up and he told it the same. Like, once again, these cars
there's
were
the Daytona again.
All
yeah.
destroyed yesterday. That one has tape on it. That's the only one that has anything that reflects that it was repaired. It's definitely not the girl from the beginning.
I don't know. I thought it could have been. It's just another blonde girl.
I did too. Yeah.
I thought it was the girl from the beginning.
Is it one of the girls from the diner?
Probably. I mean, what else does he do?
Those are literally the only places you see. You see the road, you see the diner, and you see this shop.
That diner is sweet, though. It's just like the hot dog stand we went to when we was looking for ghosts.
True.
Yeah, it is very reminiscent of it.
This sheriff illegally enters a lot of places.
So many places. None of his investigation
would
be admissible.
Is this a private garage or do they work on cars also?
Oh, he lives at the garage. I didn't realize this was the same place when I watched it.
Yeah, this is the garage.
Okay, but still, this would still be his residence.
Or he's just there fucking at work.
I don't know.
We don't know where he lives.
That's true.
For all we know, he lives in that grave. Maybe that grave really was
that was his house.
Why'd you take me home?
Why are you coming to my house?
Oh, let's bring up... Okay, so the scene in this movie that would the most be considered a horror scene is what we just witnessed because we're watching it again while we're talking to you. Where the ghost car just smashes the shit out of Packard's Corvette, once again wrecking it. And pushes it through a cemetery so that it stops at a grave that has his name on it. It's not harked on. Packard doesn't...
They don't even point it out.
He looks at it and he's like, oh, that's crazy. But nobody says anything
and
about
then picks
it.
Up,
I missed it the first time.
And then picks up massive pieces of stone.
And he just looks like he had a hard time.
And throws them off of his hood. and goes and bangs somebody.
And then, you know, the ghost man stands in front of him. They go to shoot him and the gun explodes.
Yeah.
Like, that's the closest to a horror movie scene that this movie has. Everything else is like drag racy murder stuff.
Yep.
I will say this scene, the murder scene.
This movie could be Grease 3.
It could be. And the scene that just happened with Packard having sex in his garage, those three scenes kind of just show how not cool Hollywood was in the 80s for actresses. Because they're just like, yeah, you're going to have this thing, you're going to be a main thing. Just so you know, you do have to show your tits.
Yeah. They're like, by the way, this whole scene, he will be motorboating.
Like, there's no reason that they had to show
them. Maybe they pitched this movie as Grease 3000.
It would have worked. I love this scene's great, too, when they're having this conversation. She's like, oh, I had a boyfriend.
I like
He's dead.
And he immediately and his goes
response,
to. No,
his response is just, yeah, I know. Billy told me.
Yeah.
Oh, we get to watch him get murdered again. I didn't realize they just replayed the same scene. Now we see her boobies again.
Now we saw her boobies.
See all our boobies more this time.
See, yeah. They did stab. They stabbed and then they cut.
So, yeah, I saw the stab.
And then he
first.
Immediately says, I love you.
She's like, I like you. I love you.
And she's like, that's hot for some reason.
Red flag. Look, you see how much smaller his scar is on the neck and the back one's like yeah. Okayed.
Okay. Yeah.
The more he kills them, the more he heals.
That's gotcha. What I'm thinking. I'm thinking that he's killing them and he's reconstituting.
He heals
more
through
and more.
A steel.
Yes. The steel of his car.
It's not his dick.
The steel of his automobile.
Dragon Boy suede reference. Oh man, what?
Yeah, it
how
wasn't
did I miss
necessary.
How much boobies was in the yeah, she just took out one boobie. Yeah.
She's like, one titty out.
She's like, do you like these?
She's like, you get two titties in the flashback, but only one titty in real time.
I've only ever shown one person my boobies before, so I'm only going to let you see half until I can trust you better.
Even though you love me after knowing me for 3 days.
The sex scenes in this are very confusing. Like this part where she's just sucking on his collarbone, I was like,
yeah,
he really, really likes it because it looked like he was nutting.
Yeah. Like, it's just like.
Yeah, it's
they were really making fans. Out though, because you yeah. can see tongue action happening.
Oh, yeah. Because yeah. people, they've definitely made out in the 80s.
This,
and for
this
all
was
the
his.
Scenes.
This was his first movie, right? This is technically his first movie, right?
No, no way.
Yeah, it's one of them at least. It's very least. It's close to being the.
It
first
It takes
movie.
A really long time to learn stage kissing. Like it's so much easier to actually just kiss somebody than to do stage kissing. Stage kissing is weird. You're kissing
oh, like
their
top looks,
lip.
Where it looks good on yeah. camera.
Yeah, you're basically making out with the lower nose area. And like that's what you're really just getting. And so a lot of people are like, that's weird. It doesn't look as good. Let's just actually make out. And people are like, well, I have no sort of attraction or like I'm not in love with you, so it's fine. Especially if it's two single people. Two single people usually make out, you know, before anything else. So maybe that's just what it is. I'll just
say this like you've been in Hollywood.
This is not his. This is not his first movie.
How close to the bottom of the list?
This is his 12th movie.
12th movie? Well, he just wanted to make out with her then.
Actually, he was in Red Dawn before this.
Oh, okay.
And Ferris Bueller's Day Off as Boy in Police Station.
And Grizzly 2 Revenge. I need
oh,
to
man,
see that
Grizzly
now.
2 Revenge? How can I forget about that classic?
This movie was what he did in between Ferris Bueller's Day Off
and Platoon.
Yeah, Red Dawn, The Fourth Wise Man.
You don't know what that movie is.
Red Dawn, we know.
You've seen The Fourth Wise Man?
No, but I know what it is.
I have no idea what it is.
I have no idea what it is. What
don't
is
make
it?
Make up stuff. What's it about?
Jesus Christ.
Give me the whole
Is it about Jesus Christ? Is it like the three wise men, but there was actually a fourth, and the fourth was Charlie Sheen?
Literally.
And he was wearing the suit from this movie? It was actually just, it's a... What the fuck is it called? It's a universe.
Here,
like,
I didn't know his. I didn't know his name, but here, look. So the fourth wise man is the story of the wise man they forgot
from Jesus.
Yes, it oh says he spent his life looking for Jesus. His
was
king,
he
his
Jesus?
King. No, he was. Well, who was he? Who was Charlie Sheen?
Charlie Sheen was Jesus.
That's a Martin Sheen movie.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's why Charlie Sheen is in it.
Probably
because he's a baby. And he's Jesus. He's baby
Hold
Jesus.
Hold on, I'm gonna
baby Jesus.
No, it was only a couple years before this movie.
Shh. Charlie Sheen was
a couple
still
years
playing
before this
baby
movie.
Jesus.
He was a baby. Look at him.
He just learned to walk before he learned to ride
oh,
that bike.
He gave her his denim vest, or did she have a?
I think she.
Does
had,
everyone have a denim vest?
Everybody has a denim vest. He's got so many clothes, though. Where is he getting these clothes?
At least he's wearing shirts now.
It's a whole. Like, you other meet him, outfit.
And he's only got an unbuttoned denim jacket.
Yeah,
and that's all.
But he's got so many regular clothes that are just coming out of nowhere.
Oh, so we talked about it when I brought it up. This weird scene where Packer's like super down with everybody, and they're all best friends again, and it's like confusing as shit.
I think it's because they were all in prison together.
They didn't go to prison. They hung out in the sheriff's office.
They're in holding together.
They definitely like this was like the only time where you're like, oh, they do have a little bit of chemistry.
They had secret handshakes. That's what they had.
No, because even in this scene, Pack, all the other guys seem confused as shit as to what's going on with him.
Yeah, I think it literally is that that.
Is that Emilio Estevez too?
I don't know. You did a look at the.
Are they both in this
list? Aren't they brothers?
Yeah.
Oh, here's.
But he looks like Emilio Estevez in this.
Here is the scene where they just. I think this scene is in here just strictly for the preview.
Yeah, this is
just this is just the trailer.
The sheriff was like, "There's a ghost killing you guys.
A wraith, man, a ghost, an evil spirit, and it ain't cool."
Skank literally also, but sorry to interrupt, changes his face paint and hair gel color every scene he's in.
Yeah,
I know he's great.
It's amazing.
He's the best character.
Yeah. 100%. He should have been allowed to live just based off of that solely.
I'm going to make a new cyberpunk character when I go home, and I'm just going to drink all the poison. And
you're just going to look like Skank?
Yep.
Just put on mad.
And I'm only going to kill people with cars.
Yeah, you know, he used a shotgun.
As a car. He didn't kill anybody with the shotgun.
He has a shotgun.
You only use the cars.
I'm a four-day virgin.
Yeah. You only use tactical... shotguns. You only use those to kill cars.
I love this where he's just like, "Oh no, I'm gonna move out of the way." Super. Like this is probably one of the cooler ways that he killed somebody.
Well, he drove into a garage and the whole thing exploded, and there was definitely fireworks that just went up into the sky.
Yes. This is one of the cooler ways. Because if you think about it, every other way, everyone just killed themselves. This was the only one that he actively killed them.
This was probably the best effects on an explosion in the whole movie. And how the...
I watched that little piece of fire go all the way to the ground because I was so confused by it.
That's funny. But you know how most Hollywood explosions are like gasoline explosions for the big like poof? And so it looks cool. This is like the one that makes sense here. Yeah. As well, like, because it was a garage full of gasoline. Yeah.
He named off all the explosive things that were in it. There's a cooler explosion. I forget which one it had. I don't remember if it's one of the ones that passed or if it's the last one where there's like a tornado. There's a fire-nado in the middle of it. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He doesn't explode Packard, though.
I don't know, but there's a fire-nado.
None of the, besides Packard. Well, no, that's not true. Some of the bodies are just gone.
They never find these ones, right?
When they killed Augie and when they killed Skank and Gutter Boy, the bodies were just never found. They say they're vaporized.
Yeah. Well, no, when they killed Augie was the first one.
Augie was the one with the black eyes.
Yeah, yeah. And so was Letterman Jacket Boy.
Letterman Jacket Guy.
They had him. They just
because when they're in the sheriff's office, he explains to them that they found him with his, and they're like, "Oh, what about his eyes?" And he's like, "Nope, no eyeballs." And then they explain like the whole thing, and that's when the sheriff's like, "It's a ghost."
I think they just
you guys
added
are being
things.
Haunted by the ghost of Jamie. What'd you do to him, huh? You want to tell me anything?
Yeah.
And they're like, "No."
I think they just added things that were like, "What would be scary for people?" He takes their eyes. What about if they're impervious to fire until people can see their bodies for some fucking reason?
Well, it's not like they caught fire after that.
Look at that haircut. I should have had a haircut like that.
It's great. It's the most.
When we get
pumped.
Four Hymns as one of our sponsors, we will get you hair like
this. We will take a picture of this movie and just be like, we want him to look like this.
We need you guys to come up with a formula that'll give him this much hair.
Be like, so you want it to still be thinning, but you want it to be crazy long?
You know what, though?
And voluminous.
I want you should have
done this
hair.
You should have done this in the past, but the thing is, you and Clint Howard have one thing very in common.
What's that?
You don't have hair.
I was going to say, we're both clinically insane.
And lost all your hair. And you were ice cream men who killed people and put them in the ice cream, and somehow nobody noticed that there was me in their ice cream.
With a shotgun.
What movie is that?
Ice Cream Man.
Oh, it's called
it's called Ice Cream Man. You've never seen Ice Cream Man?
No, I've seen Midnight. I've seen Midnight Meat Train.
You gotta see Ice Cream Man. What did I just realized there's something weird about Midnight Meat Train that I found out was it's Clive Barker.
Yeah, I knew that.
I didn't know that.
That would
draw me more to watch it now.
I've said this on record. Midnight Meat Train is the only Clive Barker movie with a decent ending.
Hellraiser has a great ending.
No, you can quote me. I think all the Hellraiser movie endings are trash.
Yeah, no, I do remember him saying
that.
Did
you watch the new one yet?
No, I didn't. Clive Barker's Jericho for PS3. Great game, trash ending.
Okay, real quick. Because now that I'm watching this again, you remember how we were like, Packard immediately is like, oh no, it's Jamie. He totally is like, nah, fucking a bad feeling doesn't equate to a resurrection.
Who said that?
Loomis.
The sheriff?
Yeah.
But when they were in the sheriff's office, he was literally telling them a ghost is coming for them.
Yeah, but now he's saying, but it's not Jamie. And then there's brace. A third goddamn brace.
Kind of love 80s like CGI stuff.
Yeah.
So, okay, we're at the part where the sheriff does kind of think something's up with ghosts and he's going to question a kid's brother.
Yeah.
The best line ever. Want to talk about your brother? Yeah, simple. He's dead.
I'm too busy. Look, I made a soda and now I'm going to fill a cup up with just chili. He fills a little cardboard tray up just with chili. And I was like, that's not going to hold.
There's no ketchup, no mustard. That's just two patties with
people
cheese.
People like that.
Yeah, that's how I eat burgers.
I know you do. That's not.
You're offended by the weird thing.
I'm just saying, it's like, he's just like, oh my God, I'm so swamped.
He just filled that up. That's just full of chili.
Just chili.
That would not stay together.
Maybe it's for the burgers.
That's a fry thing full of, that's a fry container full of chili.
Also, I thought it was hilarious how much sugar he puts in. He's not done. He's
still going.
He's not done. I'm pretty sure when you go back to him, he's still He did it for a long time, though. Like, longer than you guys were looking at it, he was pouring it.
Uncomfortable eye contact and just pouring sugar asking him questions.
He's like, oh, yeah, this is a cup of sugar.
I forgot. That's how you know he's a good cop.
There's not even coffee in it. It's just sugar.
He's just drinking sugar right now.
He just stirred it for no reason.
Sugar water.
TikTok days, man. TikTok days. Oh, I couldn't afford anything, and I put sugar in my water while we were there because it's all I could get.
Oh, you, I was like, I don't use that app.
Oh, not that. I mean, TikTok the diner.
Restaurant.
There's a lot of TikTok diners around the country.
I wonder if they all turned out the way ours did.
Someone getting shot out front?
And stabbed.
Yeah. And them having to completely change their business model because of it?
This is a sweet middle-of-the-desert drive-in, though.
Yeah,
I would go there.
If I was this age in that time, I would definitely
hang out there.
Well, it looks like there's
and
also
on cocaine.
There looks like there's something like
nowhere
two
else.
Things.
There's nowhere else places. In this whole town.
There's a water thing.
A water.
It's either
hole.
A quarry or a river or
it's a dam.
Someone poisoned the water hole.
According to what they said earlier, he basically has no scar now. He's got none scar.
He basically killed three people. Never changes his.
And they don't question it.
Yeah, that's,
no one asks.
He never changes his face. That's the amount of emotion he shows in the whole thing.
He's like,
see, no one talks like this. My time is just about over.
Yeah, he was letting her know he's a ghost.
The whole thing makes sense until the end.
Young love.
What?
Hot love.
Meaning like his
burning
like
the night controlling
his
all
whole
emotions.
Demeanor of being like, yeah, my time is running out. Yeah, I'm emotionless. Oh yeah, JK.
Oh, because
except for my burning
it
passion
makes it,
for you.
It makes it seem like he's going to be gone in the end. Yeah.
And he's like, I know my eyes look dead and glossed over.
It's because I'm dead and glossed over. I'm physically dead.
That car was blown up. The engine was shot out. And it's just got...
And it was rear-ended.
It looks like
it crashed into stone.
It looks like they painted tape on it. It doesn't look like it has tape on it. It looks as if someone...
Spray-painted tape?
Yeah.
Oh, this is another one right here. Another great scene where he just kidnaps someone in broad daylight.
Yeah, dude. Everybody is so afraid of this man. But honestly, he hasn't really done anything to make him that scary.
Nothing.
He's a dickhead. Nobody knows he murdered anybody just but her.
Goes to his girlfriend's job, kidnaps her.
And everybody's just like, oh, like, they don't even look worried for the most part. They're just like, oh, yeah, that happens.
They're just like, oh, man. Put her in a car.
They're more worried about him getting punched in the face.
Oh, man, he got punched.
Because he just kind of casually beats up Billy now.
Also,
his punches are the worst throws ever.
They're just two straight, just limp-wristed punches.
They were 1,000% limp-wristed punches. They were like, there was no force behind it.
No, man, he's the town's badass.
And now
his little jog is terrible.
Yeah, that's the scariest part of this whole movie.
He's like, I gotta get away, guys. Let me casually jog.
Let's just wait till the doors are closed and they're driving away before I go check on this person. You could have checked on him right away.
Blood.
They didn't want to get hit. That's the girl he was sleeping with.
Yeah.
Probably.
She's like, I love him.
Another waitress at the diner.
She's like, he's the love of my life. I can't believe he keeps kidnapping this girl.
There's only four places in this whole town.
Oh, there's a bullet hole.
A bullet.
He didn't shoot them with normal bullets.
A bullet.
It was tech shotgun bullets.
No, they were ghost bullets. They were ghost shotgun shells.
Out of a ghost tech gun.
One of them was not a bullet hole. One of them was a bullet. I'm going to rewind really fast.
That gun literally charged up to fire. It was like... Burr, 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 burr.
I bet.
You know what it is? It's a mini rail gun.
See-through mesh shirt. Gotta love the 80s.
It's a mini...
My stepdad one time...
Look it. There's a legitimate bullet.
Where?
No.
That's just the hole, top dude. One. That's just the hole.
I think it's just the way the angle...
I think that it's a hole, but it's not really a hole. They put a sticker on it to make it look like it was shot.
Because
they both look like that. Glass doesn't splinter that way at all.
I'm just saying. The top one looks like there's something in it.
I thought he put... Like throwing metallic. Star like stickers on the window at first. And then I was like, oh, those are bullet holes.
The first time I saw it, I thought they were shurikens.
I was like, oh, he likes ninjas, I guess.
Like, what a fucking nerd.
He's real
packer.
Cool with stiletto knives and shurikens. Ninja stars.
He has them taped to the car so
this
he can throw them.
This man is 45 years old.
1,000% he's 45.
Oh, yeah.
She's 20. He's 45.
She's probably 18. Oh, now we're just watching.
We just
the
watched the movie for a second. We're just like reading the dialogue. Like, this conversation is really interesting. He's so happy with himself. He's like, this is great. We're going to have a good time. Packard is the only character that really shows emotion. It's terrible, but he really is.
Yeah. I mean, but I do love how he's just like so proud of his kidnapping right.
I did that so well. Like, nobody even said anything except for one guy.
Does she have parents?
She's got a house. She has to have parents. She didn't buy that house.
Yeah. I mean, like, the housing market was good in the 80s, but it wasn't that good.
So how far
you're
can
saying
you, pause
you can't
it? Pause
be
it real quick. Okay, how far in the movie are we?
We are very far at the end.
So
this movie goes by really
fast.
Let's
say like an hour 15 in. It is the first time he has actually struck someone who wasn't one of his victims. He did backhand carry there when she was like, me and Jamie were doing it.
Also, it wasn't even a backhand. It was like a weird kind of like he punched forward with the back of his hand.
He's got stretchy arms. Like,
don't
the,
you ever say that you made love to anyone ever? She's
only
like, I didn't
say do it.
We were doing it. He's like, God damn it.
He's like, loopholes.
Everyone knows
is he
doing it is
kill
better
her now.
He absolutely would have killed her.
No, they were just having a chat outside.
Yeah,
the
that
car.
Chat was going to end with him wearing her fucking skin like an evening robe.
Oh, you saying you can't just take a woman out to the desert and like pull off the side of the road and make her get out of the car right after you smack her in the face and then just like have a conversation like normal, like a
with
regular
a
conversation with your knife out?
I mean, no, because I thought that was a given.
And oh my god.
Wait, he still put the helmet on?
Yeah.
Why are they still racing this? They know their friends die at the end of every one of these. Not one person came back not dead.
No one witnessed the death except for Rughead.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. If you're like, oh, every time one of my friends races you, someone dies. It doesn't matter if you see them get dead.
Hey, the driver totally not wearing a helmet.
One of the things that has always confused me, and it's not just because of this movie, but like in a lot of things, is when cars have front vents, but they're mid-engine. Because what is that cooling off?
The driver.
Something.
He's like, this has no...
It's got a giant hood scoop on it, but like...
They put it in, like, what's that for? Like, oh, that's for cooling. Like, it cools down the engine? Like, no, it makes me look cool as fuck.
Cools my feet off.
There's three holes in the windshield now.
Yeah, he shot him when he took off.
Continuity schmontamuity.
That's how he got his attention. He shot the car and then took off. You know what that car kind of looks like? Is that one Jaguar that's super, like, rare or whatever? But, like,
the
not,
E?
Yeah, not as long and not as curvy. But, like, the back end is kind of similar.
His car? The bad guy?
The only real reference I have is Grand Theft Auto. It looks like the Penetrator, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that's an XFS.
Yeah, a little bit, not a lot.
It's like here's the thing, and I know you don't like Fast and the Furious.
I love that he toys with them because that car is like super fast. He's just walked away from people. He's just like, hey, look, we're neck and neck.
Remember, he drove through.
He's like, bye.
Yeah, literally.
He drove through two cars.
Yeah. After his like lightning tires warmed up a little bit.
Yeah, he completely decapitated the engines of two cars. But
he didn't, to his credit, he did not kill any of the cops at that barricade.
No, that's what I'm saying. True. This would be more of a horror movie if he killed everything that got in the way. Like if at some point Packard here was like, oh, cops, you need to protect me. And he walked in and murdered a police station full of people. That would make this a horror movie.
Yeah, very much so. But yeah, like, I know you don't like Fast and the Furious.
It's not that I don't like it. I just think that Point Break was better already and they didn't need to remake it.
But I love the Fast and the Furious movies.
There is one thing that Fast and the Furious does really, really good, which is adding like stakes and energy and good choreography to driving scenes.
And driving a car out of a window into another. Driving a car out of a window into another skyscraper for a Ronda Rousey fight.
Yes.
That's another thing.
Dragging a magnet through a city, but it only picks up the one car that you want it to.
Yeah. Amazing.
And some spoons and forks in between. Well,
until it's convenient for the thing to pick up other stuff that block bad guys.
Yeah. But no, I'm just saying, but it does choreograph car chases really, really, really well and racing really, really well.
Sure.
Yeah, and Tokyo Drift was amazing.
And that's something about this movie that is missing. None of the races, which really should feel cool.
Yeah.
Feel cool. Yeah. Boring.
No, even drag racing IRL, in my opinion, is fucking boring. Like I used to watch it on TV with like my family, and it's not fun to watch.
Yeah, it's two guys driving in a straight
driving
line.
Driving straight, yeah.
And it only lasts a couple of seconds.
Fast and Furious, you put those movies on, and I'm like, family.
Yeah, exactly. But like this right here, like going like actively using the car to kill somebody is a lot cooler than just parking sideways on the road. Also, is he going 70 miles an hour?
Yeah.
So this is the part I mentioned earlier.
Yes.
This is where I mentioned earlier where he thinks he's about to hit a pedestrian and he's like, yeah, I'm going for it. But he was never there.
Car, person, dead. But really,
how did he get head on with him? Because he was side by side until that.
No, he blew him away.
He like drove
around
1,000 miles into the future.
You're gonna see the tornado. Rewind it. It looks like they're side by side still.
No, he definitely turned around. 100% turned around. But you're going to see the tornado soon. It's a really cool thing that happens.
Soon?
Yeah, it happens right here. Look at
Fire-nado.
Look at the Fire-nados. Holy There's fuck. Twin Fire-nados
and
at one point.
It's real.
Yeah.
It's like a natural little vortex, which happens all the time in Arizona.
Yeah, they did fire tornadoes in this. This is cool. And now
his final brace is gone.
Knee brace number four, gone. Because he has four knees.
You know what? They had to have killed people. The reason they killed people.
Who took his clothes off?
He still got eyeballs.
Yeah.
He's not all pale.
They're closed. You don't know.
Also, they were blacked out for everybody else.
All the other ones were black. Like, they were burned out of their skull.
All the others.
And they were super pale.
They left him naked, spread eagle.
But he says, just like all the others, so I think we're meant to assume he has no eyes, even though we couldn't see. They probably ran out of budget.
I think it'd be
they just ran out of makeup.
I think it'd be funnier if he actually cut his dick off. And Packard was just missing his dick.
There's just like a scorching hole.
It's just right.
It's a little bit funnier that this one is like this because there's no makeup on it at all.
It's just a naked guy in a crash.
They're like, shit, we're out of makeup. What do we do? His jacket off.
They're like,
and he literally just got asked by a cop, what are we going to do next? And she said, well, there's no one left in this gang to kill.
You know, great police work and all. She's like, oh no, here's the car. Did she walk from the fucking desert home?
Yeah.
You're the murder car guy.
Just so far. Oh my God.
So awesome.
I hate everything about this suit.
I love it.
Well, no wonder she like believed him right away.
Yeah, because it was more important to have her know than anybody else.
He transformed from the suit, but just wearing it. That's
I think we need to do this
new
more
outfit.
Often.
Now.
This
Look,
is fun watching the movie while we talk about it.
This is a
fun.
Good way. We need to do this like every now and then.
Yeah,
he literally says when we asked this question before, he literally just said, "I can't do that again."
Yeah,
so that was like his last transformation.
I guess, yeah.
Maybe that's why he gives the car away.
Yeah, because now he could also definitely get arrested.
He's wanted for murder.
Yeah, that car, he's got no more magic powers, probably.
He gives the car away, and he's like, you deal with the consequences of my actions.
I feel like the people who made The Crow watched this movie and went, we can do better.
When was The Crow
made? It's a short trip pack light. So they are leaving, but they're coming back?
Oh, no, he's just
going. I
was
going. So confused. I thought they're he drove away far. On the motorcycle and seeing the car just was there.
No, no, no.
I guess he can't magic the car to him anymore. That kid's shoes are untied.
Why are his shoes untied, Kyle?
I do what I want.
It's so that you'd ask. I'm going to hit you.
No, I didn't leave my shoes untied for that. My shoe is not... I didn't tie my shoes because I didn't see the point to it. And unfortunately, apparently, my daughter got that same life style in her brain.
Okay,
so... It also then became a funny thing when people would yell at me and I would tell them, no, I do what I want.
But okay,
or don't
so
tell me how, what to do.
We have to comment on this. He's giving the murder weapon to his brother.
The murder weapon, yeah. In which...
There's no proof, though, because every time it blew up, it reformed perfect.
Here's the
That's
thing.
True.
Here's
as,
the
far, thing. As far as the cops are concerned, there's 5 turbo interceptors.
Here's the thing. You know what? Who cares? They watched that car not get damaged when it ran through that other car. Those cars. There were cops at every single one of these events.
This part fucks me up because he gives he's like, my business is done. I'm going to give the murder car to my brother. And then just doesn't fucking tell him. He can't hug him once.
Yeah.
You just made this giant reveal to the girl you love.
You come to your brother, you're like, here's
a murder weapon. Yeah. You can have it.
You're not, this he's is the not most emotion. He's not
it
leaving.
It says Dodge on the back. Dude,
yeah. His apparently brother, ghosts have car manufacturers.
Well, he's straight up leaving with her to exist in the world. Are you never going to talk to your brother again? This kid's probably like 18 years old. You're going a whole life and never talk to him again?
See, this is emotion.
Makes him cry. Second time someone cries in this movie.
Jake! Look, he's actually tearing up. This kid's a good actor.
I was a kid, never would have come to that conclusion. I'd be like, that's fucking weird.
He flat out told him, basically.
He basically told him.
Yes, he did. He's like, who are you, bro? He's like, you said it.
From an outside perspective, sure, we watched the movie, we know the backstory. If you didn't have that backstory, and someone was like, you got it, bro, and they're like, you said it, I'd be like, I don't fucking know you. Who are you?
Look, she's literally... Okay, so here's my two theories.
She changed her whole clothes while he was gone, and she got a backpack. They're just driving away.
No, that makes sense. So here's my two theories for the end of this movie. Either A, Jamie's a piece of shit even before he died, and he just doesn't give a fuck about people. Or B, he's taking her to kill her with him.
I thought they were going to disappear.
Like, are they
going to
explode and they're both going to be ghosts?
Oh, yeah. Like, if he just, like, flies up into the sky and does ghost stuff, it's just, he's like, I'm taking your soul, too.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. But they did, like, this weird kind of, like, happy ending.
Instead of the car flying off at the end, he can't fly off anymore.
Yeah.
And now it's just, I'm going to drive through the desert on a dirt bike and we're both going to get a lot of sunburn.
I like this scene because it's like when Ryan made Jared walk up the mountain.
Where it's just on there for too long.
Yeah.
I thought that when it opened, I was like, they could have cut this scene a few times.
No, it's important that you see them drive all the way to the moon. Like, just because you can see a mile in Arizona doesn't mean you shouldn't show someone drive that far.
But no, when he was driving in, I was like, they could have cut a few times, did some close-ups of him.
It says the Wraith, Jake, Charlie Sheen. It should say the Wraith, Jake, Jamie.
Not me.
No, there is Jamie.
That's right. It's a different actor.
Yeah, Jamie was different. Boy in Daytona.
He was never Jamie.
Girl in Daytona.
Christopher Bradley.
He was Jamie. And policewoman.
They honestly could have just had it be the same guy. It could have just been Charlie Sheen in both.
Yeah.
And then that people just forgot what he looked like because he's a
stunt
supernatural.
The stunt coordinator had a great name. Buddy Joe Hooker. That's a great name.
We don't need to read the credits.
I'm just saying it's a great name.
Okay.
Billy Hand Hooker.
We just watched the movie with you. You should watch the movie with us. This is the end of the show, so it's weird for me to tell you now. So go re-listen to this and watch the show at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. What
is this movie PG? There's titties in it.
Yeah. It's PG. This is 80s PG.
There's titties in it more than once.
There's titties in it at the
To be fair, though, too, it's really only, like, not only America.
It's PG-13 according to IMDb.
In Western, like, media,
America's ratings are a lot more prude.
Well, like, yeah, because titties aren't that bad. Everybody's got them.
Yeah, I mean, there's that Norway or Finland has that kid show where he's got a prehensile dick.
It's we talked about that on Denmark.
Yeah, Denmark. There you go.
He uses his dick for everything. But now, so what do you guys rate this?
People,
I need to know.
10 out of 10.
I give this
movie... What do you actually give it? I know you don't actually give it a 10 out of 10.
Well,
I give
this movie 10 wraiths out of 10. But no, I know. For as rating, obviously, it's a B movie.
Here, wait, real quick.
It's a B movie?
Do we have to rate it based off of each individual thing it technically is?
No, as a whole.
Because as a car movie, I'm going to give it a 6. As a ghost movie...
A 6 is a car movie?
I'm going to give it a 2. I liked the cars that were in it.
Yeah,
helps.
They were cool, but they weren't shown off barely at all.
Okay. As a ghost movie, I'm going to give it a 2 because I barely count that as a ghost movie.
Okay.
As an alien movie, regardless of how much Matt tells me it doesn't
count.
Just
say sci-fi.
As a sci-fi movie, I'm going to give it a 7. The Tech Shotgun was cool.
What about a love story?
As a love story?
Like
as a love story?
Like a 3.
No, it's like a solid 5 for a love story.
It has a happy
he
ending.
He traveled
and
through, I guess, death. Dimensions because there's no way he's just a ghost. Normal ghost.
Well, if he was a ghost at all, ghosts don't worry about time, right? So he could have got his future shit from anywhere.
He died in like in his time. It's like 1,000 years. He went back to Earth. He was like, oh, they got cool shit. This will help me get my revenge. I'm going to go back in time now.
My good old immortality car.
So okay. Yeah, it's a love story, a 5. A sci-fi movie, a 7. As an action movie, like a 6. There's a lot of explosions. That's pretty good. My overall score is a 10 out of 10.
Okay.
I love this movie. There's not a reason to love it. This movie is so many things, and it's none of them well. It is the perfect example of like a jack of all trades is a master of none.
Yeah.
Because this movie tried to be so many things, and it's like, you did an okay job at each one of those parts.
It's entertaining.
Yeah.
Yeah. Matt, it's what is yours? I need to know your rating.
If like just for a movie, just to say like a movie I would recommend, I would give, I'm kind of a light voter when it comes to this, but I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
Overall. As a horror movie, it gets a 2.
It's not scary in any way. There's one horror scene.
As a racing movie, I think it gets a 5.
That's pretty good.
Because the cars were neat. Yeah.
Action
as an action movie,
you gotta count all the explosions. All
right, you know what? It'll give it a 6 for an action because it's got a lot of explosions. I enjoy this movie.
Am I gonna be the
it's a love
one?
Story?
I enjoy it.
What about its love story aspect?
Bad.
well, which love story actually? You gotta judge that. Is it the Jamie and or the Jake and the girl whose name Carrie, or is it Packard and Carrie? Because Packard. He had deep feelings for that girl.
He did.
That had no feelings for
him.
I didn't let anything stop him.
I think I'm gonna counter.
Nothing got in his way of love.
I think he was projecting onto Carrie, and he was really in love with Skank.
Honestly, that handshake went on for a really long time. They touched a lot.
He was way more intimate with him than he was with Carrie at any point in the movie.
Yeah. Yeah,
I'll agree with you there. I think that was Skank. That wasn't Packard.
And
Packard was as dry as Charlie Sheen throughout the whole movie, except for the scene where he cried.
You don't have to show your emotions to be madly in love with someone. I think when we saw him crying when Carrie kissed Jake, it's because he was thinking about how everything he did to try to keep her was pointless now that Skank is dead.
Okay, if we loop it back into racing, if we loop it back into racing, though, he's a winner.
Okay.
Who doesn't lose even though he cheats as fuck to get the win.
Yeah.
And he just watched himself lose. So maybe it was more of an ego trip thing.
Maybe.
Not in my heart though.
Yeah. I'm gonna be the mean one. This is at best a 5.
Yeah.
This is a meh.
That's fine.
I do like bad movies, but this is a meh movie. This is about as average as you can get.
Yeah. This is like this is a solid Mystery Science Theater
like,
quality movie.
If somebody was like, give it an A, B, C, D, or F, I'd be like, C, solid C, like a middle of the pack.
Yeah,
like you're not getting into any good college, but you'll get into college.
Yeah.
Like that's what you'll get.
This
as
is
an
me
action
and Matt's
movie,
bread and butter during like blockbuster time. This is the shit we watched for fun all the time.
As an action movie, honestly, I'll give it a 5 for just each explosion gave it a 1. Like each time there was an explosion,
what about Fire Nados?
I added 1. Fire Nados.
You were so excited for Fire Nados. You know it's at least a 6 for you.
You know what? The first explosion was kind of meh. So I'll give it that. So I'll give it at least a 5 for action because it's just the explosions. Even the shotgun scene was boring. As for horror, 1. I don't know how you guys gave it a 2. I did not feel any sort of horror.
It gets
at
a 2.
All.
It gets a 2 because it has a scene that would have been a classic horror scene if they actually put anything spooky in it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think a child could watch this movie and not even go, ah, one time.
No, no. Finley was just into the cars, and I just let him not look at the boobies as
I
much
was just
going to
say, I think kids who like cars and know that car accidents cause death would think it's scary. You know, kids think weird things are scary sometimes.
His son thought it was great, and he thought the boobies
were great.
Finley
likes explosions, and he likes cars.
Yeah, well, he's also the Antichrist.
Satan, okay, probably. But... So, okay, where am I at? So I said horror was a 1. Action was a 5. Overall,
ghost
was a
movie?
5. Ghost movie 1. He was an alien.
He was a ghost the whole time.
As a sci-fi movie? I'm going to give it like a 6 or a 7. It was a dope sci-fi movie.
As a sci-fi movie, it's better than your overall score.
Yes.
Like this, if they just labeled this right.
If they would have had a scene anywhere in it of like an alien spaceship bringing him up.
This PG thing is really fucking me up. Did we miss something by watching it with the ads? Because on IMDb, it's PG-13.
I don't know. I honestly don't.
There was no ads when I watched this, and it was the same movie.
I honestly have no idea. But no, I'd say like if there was a scene showing him get abducted by aliens, his dead body be reconstituted for them to like scan his brain and know, be like, oh, you need to kill those fucking people. Here's a dope car. That would have been better.
Or like he was getting followed by aliens and then he got murdered and the aliens were like, we're gonna fucking build him better.
Yeah.
Frogger style.
They $1 million manned him. So like that would have been great. And if
that explained the time gap too.
It would have, because it would have taken time to do it, even as aliens.
And this crazy tech shotgun.
Yeah. So I mean that attaching the LEDs to the shotgun would have taken at least a month. So like that
they were, it was more than LEDs. 7. Those shotgun shells were exploding the cars.
They were. Okay. Yes.
Even the car that didn't have an engine for anything to explode out of
still exploded. Yeah.
Exploding rounds.
I'd give it a 7 for a sci-fi movie. As a love story, honestly, like a 6. It had a happy ending. He came back from the dead for the girl. As a brother movie, 1.
Worst brother ever.
He's the fucking worst brother ever. He really is.
The closest he gets to telling him is, you said it,
you
man.
You said it, bro. I don't want to hug you because that'd be gay. Like, I feel like that's what they wanted to say.
It was the 80s.
True, true. I mean, I don't know if you noticed, but the language in this, like...
It was 80s language.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's zero chance it's a PG movie. There's no. I don't understand it at all. I'm really hung up on that now.
Yeah.
But this movie really, really treads that line on whether or not you can't call sci-fi horror or horror sci-fi.
You shouldn't call this
one. If this is labeled as horror, this is as sci-fi as you can get with a ghost in it. The only thing more horror sci-fi than this is Jason in Space, and that movie is terrible. This is way better than that.
Yeah, I will say yes to that.
The only good space movie is the Hellraiser in Space one, which I know Matt hasn't seen.
That
one has
aliens?
A great ending.
What about aliens? Or Alien?
Well, they're interdimensional.
See, I because I've been forced into the concept that sci-fi can't be horror, aliens is a sci-fi movie.
I mean, it is also... It is, see,
the first one is definitely a horror movie and 100%, less sci-fi. 100%. It just is a horror movie in space.
Movie genres are just like music genres. Like, sure, it might have been more strict when it started out, but then people just can't let go of what they thought was real before more
stuff kind of became available.
But so, yeah, and before designations and like genres got so specific.
Yeah.
Right? Like, sure, like what are you listening to? Some hardcore music? No, I'm listening to fucking black metal music.
Yeah.
Like, what are you listening to? Oh no, I'm not listening to hardcore music. I'm listening to speedcore music. Like,
you know what?
It's the same thing. I don't care.
Sure, that is true. But I'm gonna do exactly the thing you were just saying people shouldn't do. I'm gonna label this as cosmic horror. Because he feels like us from space. Mm-hmm. And he's a ghost. And in cosmic horror, nobody survives, and all the bad guys die.
In cosmic horror, most people die, and it's like things are out of their control.
Yeah.
And he was, I don't know, unless he's Pennywise. Like,
yeah, I will say, I mean, like, just to finish off on this whole can.
Cosmic horror?
Kind of.
Pennywise is an alien.
Yeah. He's an interdimensional being.
It is in the cosmic horror genre, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. But I mean, just to bring it back to the whole can sci-fi be horror and vice versa, I think Dead Space is scarier than yeah. Silent
and
Hill.
And it's 1,000% horror.
I wouldn't say yeah. Silent Hill is definitely scarier than Resident Evil. Silent Hill fucked me up as a kid.
Silent Hill is scary, but
Silent
Dead Space
Hill
is really
psychological,
fucked up.
And any psychological horror is always going to be the pinnacle because it's the things you think are going to be scarier than anything else.
Yeah.
Like the scene in Max Payne where you have to go through like the blood trail thing and you don't know where the ground is because it's
on
just
your
a black room.
You're watching.
That scene
your...
fucked. That was terrifying yeah. to me. And that game's not a horror game.
No, yeah. Max Payne 1 came out, what, like 2005?
Yeah.
I think even earlier than that.
Yeah.
I think I was
360.
I was still in high school when I was playing that game. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I think like there is like. And I think sci-fi and horror go so well together because everyone, no matter how much you want to admit it, everyone's kind of a little bit scared of space and vastness
for
of just
sure.
emptiness
we're,
and that void.
We're afraid of space the same way we're afraid of the ocean.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true. I'm way more afraid of the ocean than you guys
that's
are of space.
That's because you don't think about space leviathans.
Also, sea sponges.
And space sponges.
Nothing can
space
live in space.
Sponges would be crazy.
I'd never see it. It's too far away. Space sponge or sea Until. Sponge? I could swim down and get eaten by one of those.
You literally couldn't.
What if a space sponge came
you
to
could,
our galaxy?
You could attach
on
a rock to yourself and be and get there
pretty
you
quickly.
Wouldn't be alive.
I could be killed by coral.
Coral. All right. Well, you can find this wherever you find your podcast, but the best place to do that's going to be on our website, which is
RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com. Where I just realized we don't need to plug our socials every time. All of our socials are on RumRunnersPodcastNetwork.com. If you're not going to RumRunnersPodcast.com, don't even listen to us.
Wow. I like to plug everything every time because what if this is the first one they listen to?
Yeah. Kyle.
Fine. Jeez. Whatever. Also, I guess go to Twitter and stuff.
You can follow on Dark Rum Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, or Talk Shonen on Instagram and Twitter, or just follow just Rum Runners at Rum Runners on Instagram and
why are you plugging
Facebook,
this other show?
Because I felt like it.
That's not a collab today.
Hey, we're both on that show. We're both on this show right now.
True. I guess that makes things easier this week since we just still have a lot of work.
Yeah, we still have tons of work.
We'll be back to a regular schedule very shortly.
At some point, we're going to be doing stuff regular again. We're going to be eating our
There's
fiber
a
and
lot
being
of
regular.
Catching up right now.
Yes.
Some stuff.
But other than that, listen to all of our other episodes because they're dope. Bye.
Whoop, whoop.
Goodbye.